Mezane asked the Kiddushin, so if it ain't after, perhaps it wasn't Elok Todim Shinis Asodin, so, but she had the association before Kiddushin. And even if you will say that it was after Kiddushin, Sofit Ba'ones, perhaps it was Ba'ones, the Anuso Shal Yoba Eishes Yisroel. And a woman who was forced is permitted in the case of an Eishes Yisroel, of the wife of Yisroel, Kide Lekamon, as it explains much further in the Gemara, Nevehi Lonis Poso. She wasn't forced. Then she becomes prohibited. Was forced, she is prohibited.
Yes.
Sorry, can you ask the Gemara Amai, but why should Mitzro Alei better to him? Mehem Nesley. We believe you. Afilu even. If Mehem Nesley, we believe him, or it is believed of him, that she was lived with a Sophic Tachto, is a doubt of whether he did so. With before Kiddush Tachto, or whether she was Mizana after Kiddushin, or Sophic Ain't Tachto, Ela Kiddushin is also seen so. Or whether she was Mizana before Kiddushin, in which case she's permitted to him. And even if you will say that she was Mizana after Kiddushin, Sophic Ba'ones, it may have been Ba'ones, she may have been forced. The Anuso and the forced woman, Shal Yoba Aishes Yisroel, is permitted in the case of the wife of Yisroel, Kide Lekamon, as it explains further on, Mibehi Lonis Poso, and she was not forced. Then she is prohibited to her husband. That's what the verse in Bamidbar. But if she was forced, then she is permitted. Got that, Philip?
Yes.
Happy about it now?
Very.
Good. Answers the Gemara, let's see. Here's the Gemara. No, it's speaking about Aishas Cain. So the Gemara has got to find a case where there's only one Sophic. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elozer's din applies only by Aishas Yisroel and the Aishas Cain in the case of the wife of a Cain. Sheho Ones Osur Bo. In which, in the case of being forced, he is prohibited from taking her, from remaining with her. Hilko Chad Sophic, who? Therefore, it's only one Sophic. It's a Sophic whether it was before Kiddushin or after Kiddushin in the case of a Cohen's wife. Or the boy Abel, or in the case of Aishas Yisroel, it's the wife of Yisroel, but where the father received Kiddushin on her behalf when she was less than 3 years old in her day. But now she is a gedola, upituyo pitui, the ein ones, and the seduction of a gedola is not an ones. Hilko chad sofek iko. And now we've only got one sofek. Sofek, only sofek rotsen. Was it an ones or was it a rotsen? That's all we got. But we know it was definitely taftov. Avu sofek taftov, sofek ain't taftov leko. But here there's no sofek whether it might have taken place before Kiddushin. She ilu nivalu kodim lochein. Because if she got, the bior took place before Kiddushin, that means that she was less than 3 years old, or yubesu leho chosrin. Her Basulim would have returned. Kidisnan be Maseches Nido. As we learn in Maseches Nido, Pochus Mikan Kenosin Etz Baba Ein, if she is less than 3 years old and she has an association with a man, it's like putting a finger into an eye, Shehadimo Yotzeis, where the tear goes out of the eye, the Choseris, and there's another tear takes its place. And if he puts his finger into the eye the next day, again the tear will come out. And that is the way the Basulim works. So now you've got the first piece of Gemara. And we are working it on the basis of Ne'emonus. Have you got it, Saul? We are working at the basis of Ne'emonus, and so far it's working out beautifully. Everything just fits nicely. Isn't that the note? Everything fits just nicely. Now let us go on. The Beata David, are you at home? Asks the Gemara. Now we've got, so we've got Michael. Are you happy? Now, the Gemara. So we've established that Rabbi Elazar's din of Ove Pesach Pesuach Matzosi Neimon LaUsro Olov applies only where there can be one Sofek. So it applies Ashes Kohen where there's only a Sofek of Tachtov or Lav Tachtov, or it applies to the Ashes Yisroel, the Kovim Boavua Kedushin Keshi Pachusim about Gimel Tonivim Echol, where the Kedushin was when she was less than 3 years old, so it's only a Sofek, only a Sofek Rotsa. Well, so that is where his law applies. Yes?
Did we ask whether a Kohen could marry a woman whose Basulim had grown back? In other words, it had been...
Well, a Kohen can marry a Basulim, he doesn't have to marry a Basulim.
Only Kohen Gadol.
Pardon me, I meant a Kohen Gadol.
A Kohen Gadol. That means if she had an association when she was less than, I don't know. Right. Haven't got into it. Right. Now, asks the Gemara Akasha. Asks the Gemara. Maiko Mashvelo. What does Rabbi Elazar teach us? Now, there's one problem that I haven't covered with you yet. And that is, when the husband comes along and he says, Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, what does she say?
She
don't know yet exactly what would we assume that she said.
She's not right.
She says, you think you're not right. It wasn't Pesuach. She says, it wasn't Pesuach. It's not right. It wasn't Pesuach. So let us assume that she says that. That would be, she denies it. And it wasn't Pesuach. Right. Now, asks the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, what does Rabbi Elazar let us know? Tanino. What he tells us, we've already learned in the Mishnah. If it's in the Mishnah, you don't have to come and tell us. It says in the Mishnah, if a man says to a woman, I was Mekadesh you, I gave you Kiddushin before witnesses. Vehi Omeris lo Kiddush Toni, and she says, you did not give me Kiddushin. You're mistaken. I know nothing about it, what it is. We're the witnesses. And he says, the witnesses have gone to, what's that place? Go and find them. It's gone. Can't find them. She is permitted to his relatives. But he is forbidden to her relatives. Because Lagabi Nafshei, he is believed. For himself, he is believed. So he is forbidden for her relatives. So here we see it clear. What does he say? He says, I gave you Kiddushin. Witnesses? No witnesses. He says, I gave you Kiddushin from witnesses. I haven't got any witnesses. She says, you were not Mekadesh. As far as she's concerned, she can marry his brother. As far as he's concerned, he's not allowed to marry her sister now. He's not allowed to marry her mother. He's not allowed to marry her daughter. Because if it's her sister, you said it was your wife. It's the sister of your wife. If it's her daughter, it's the daughter of your wife. You said it was your wife. But she says no, but you said yes. If it's her mother, it's the mother of your wife. You can't marry her. So we see the point that is made is that he is believed Lagabi Nafshei. As far as himself is concerned, he is believed. So it Shavya Aleicha Tichon Yisuro. Just let me get through this. Shavya Aleicha Tichon Yisuro. So we see that he's believed. Answers the Gemara, Mahuda say more, I might say. Mahuda say more, I might say. Hosom de body kimle. In the case of where he says, ki dashtich, he is absolutely certain. For example, if we would say to him, just a minute, are you certain that you will give Mama your wife Kiddushin? He said, you think I'm mad? I'm not mad. I'm not stupid. I might be foolish, but I'm not stupid. Then I know what I did. If you say to him, look here, you know, it was really a Pesach Kesuah. And you start questioning him. He says, well, I say it was a Pesach Kesuah. Could you have made a mistake? He said, I could have made a mistake, but I didn't make a mistake. But you could have made, but I didn't. That is the way he would argue. But in the case of Kedah Shtich, he wouldn't say, he would say, is it possible that you didn't give your wife Kiddushin? He won't say, it's possible that I did. So of course it's not possible. So there is a difference between the two. Says the Gemara, I might have said that in the case of Kiddushin, of course he's believed. Abol hocho, but in our case where he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, make a mudelo kimle. He believes it so, but it isn't really so. Komashmalon, it lets us know that he is believed to make her a surah on him. That's what it tells us. Comes a little bit of Rashi. Is that quite clear? That's the second piece of the Gemara.
How would we translate literally, Mikamu below kind?
Yes, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. You asked me that once before. I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I'll just tell you
how.
Yeah, I thought you did. I'm not sure. Make him with the lecture, I'm not sure. The words are like this. Ma who to say ma might have said wholesome there in the case of Kidashtir. The Vadai, where it is certain, Kim lay that it is certain to him. Avol hocho, but here, makem who, it is certain, the lo kim lay, that it is not 100% certain with him. Have you got it now, Philip?
Yeah.
You just have to get commercial on it, let us know. You see, to you it's puzzling, to me it's not puzzling. But when I started, it was puzzling to me also. Just as it is puzzling to you. You get into the language of the Gemara, then it's not puzzling. Yes. Gomash Malon. It lets us know. It lets us know that in this case he is believed to do so. Yes, Harry.
In the case, okay, well, what if we were to reverse it and the woman were to say that, you know, there was Kiddushin, and the man was to say there wasn't. Would the same, I mean, would the
exactly,
apply
yes,
in the reverse?
Yes.
So she would also be believed in that case.
Yes, we
would
pretend this. Yes, of course. Okay. Yes, yes, of course. Yes.
Does the principle of Motzi Mechaber Olav Araya come into this at all?
That's why he can't or lose the Kasuba. The Kasuba is hers, and he wants to take it away. He's got to bring two witnesses for that.
Mm.
That's the only thing. Motzi Mechaber Olav Araya speaks only in the case. It's only with regard to money matters. That is the Kasuba. That's why he can't get the Kasuba. He's got to bring two witnesses for that. That for one witness he's not believed. And he can't be the witness. For that you've got to have two independent witnesses.
Would the Mapa is Motzi
Mechaber? For that is the Mishnah, really. That is the Mishnah. If that would be the case, if he could, if the Mapa does it, and we haven't, and the Mapo shows that there wasn't any Basulim. And she hasn't got any good excuse. For example, we're going to get things that she can say. You see, she can, she might say, yeah, I was an Anuso Kodim Kiddushi. Alright. She explains. and especially if she can bring some kind of proof, then it's where, but otherwise, then she would use the pasuk. Yes.
When the Gemara says, "Make him who the low kimlei," that yes. we're sure that he's not sure.
Make him who we are sure the low kimlei. I put in that he's not 1,000. He's not sure in. Of all 1,000 cases, that he's 1,000 sure of them.
Okay, not sure that he found the Pesach Pesuach. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. No. That you can say, look here, you know, you're a bocher. Perhaps he says, look here, is it possible? He'll say, it's possible, but it wasn't so.
No,
that's what he would say. Yes.
But that Rashi learns it that Zos Berurolo, that this is clear. To
well,
him.
I'm coming to that. Very good. I'm going to deal with that with Rashi. What's that?
Very nice.
That what?
Very nice question.
Excellent. Very good. I'm coming to that. You see just how to work out. Now let us do the Rashi. What's the matter, Ben?
I was going to suggest the past line.
You were going to suggest, yes, I don't think so. It's a little bit of Rashi now that we are doing. Ask, now look at your Rashi and please use your fingers. Learning Rashi without your fingers is like playing piano without your fingers. Michael Mashmalan asks the Gemara, Michael Mashmalan, what is it that he's teaching us, that Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us? Tanino, we've already learned it. She'odem ne'mon al atzmo le'esav lo es amuter al piv. That a man is believed to make forbidden to him that which is permitted, and he is believed to make it forbidden to him, al-piv, only by his evidence, by what he says, by what his mouth says. If, in the as we find it in this Mishnah, where he says, ki da shtich, who also be krovosel, he is prohibited to marry her relatives, be'imo, he is permitted from marrying her mother, Uvito and her daughter, Vachoso and her sister, the Shavino Anavshe Chaticho de Isuro, because they are on him like a forbidden piece, each one of them. But he muteris bechi said Lokidash Tony. He said, "You didn't betroth me, so therefore behi muteris bekrovov shehare eino modo bekidushin." She does not concede to the Kiddushin. Uva mir seches Kiddushin mut minen lo, and in Kiddushin we explain it, by omer kidashti o bifne edim, that he says to her, I was mekadesh her before witnesses, v'holchu lohem libdina seyom, and they have gone overseas, and I don't know, it's impossible to find them. Answers the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, we still wouldn't have known Rabbi Ozer's din from there. Because I would have said, Devari Kimle Shekicho, there it is certain, he is certain that he was Mekadesh her. Avor Hocho, but here in the case of Pesach Pesuah, Amo. Amo means I would say. Mitoch Sheponui Hoyo, because he was unmarried. The Eino Boki, and he's not an expert. Make him who de lo kimle. It is certain that he is not absolutely certain. Kesobor, he thinks, Shemotso Pesach Posuach, that he found a Pesach Posuach. The Eino came, but it's not so. Who says the Eino came, but it's not so?
Rashi.
The Beis Din or he?
The Beis Din.
What does he say?
He's sure.
So I'm sure. And we say, but is there one chance in 1,000 that you are wrong? He says, no, not in 1,000. One chance in 10,000. There's a chance of 10,000, but I know what I'm, but I'm right. That's what he would say.
So, but
the Eino came, but in truth, it's not saved. The Loti or said, and I might say that he should not become Asura, Komash Malon, he lets us know, Rabbi Ozer lets us know that he can say so. Now comes an interesting thing.
Can you say what?
Abu, pardon?
Doesn't know that he can.
Therefore, Rabbi, all the lets us know that if he says, Pesach, Pesuach, Motzah, see, Nehemon, he is believed to make the Rasura on him. Now, just let me finish this piece, and I'll give you a chance to ask afterwards. Now comes a very interesting thing. Here comes a... Just look what happens here. So we say now, we're dealing with the case, same case. Now, we've come to a stage, we know what Rabbi also is speaking about. First of all, he's speaking about a woman where there's only one Sophie. Either H.S. Cohen, Sophie Tafel, Sophie Love Tafel, or Pachusim about Gimashoni Biel Nechol, Sophie only, Sophie Tafel. But there's only one. Fine. Why is it believed? Shavi Alecha Tichod Yisura. What is the reasoning for Shavi Alecha Tichod Yisura? Nehemonis. He's believed. And Rashi said before, the Avolzos Bruro Loche Pesach Posuach Moso. This he's certain about. This is clear to him that he found the Pesach Posuach. Now, all of a sudden, the Gemara explains us, and Rashi comes in and puts it into our mouth, the whole piece of Gemara. He's making it so clear to us. Rashi explains it to us that if it would only have been that Mishnah, I wouldn't have known Rabbi Moses' thing. Because I would have said, in that case of that Mishnah where he says, Kidashti, he says, Vani Kimlei, there's no question that I'm right. I know what I'm speaking about. I'm not stupid. I'm not a madman. I know I'm not ill. I know what happened here. I was Makadisha. She denied it. I was Makadisha. We say, there you are believed. But here where there is a chance that it is not so, he's a bocher, he's inexperienced. Perhaps he made a mistake. I might have said no. So how do we understand it? We're learning from the point of view of Nehemonis. And if a witness will come and say, he will say, look here, my wife, coming to a home, and the wife asks me to take a meal, I say, is your home kosher? And she's the type of woman that gets up in the middle of the night to say to heal him. I say, is your home kosher? She will say, my home kosher. Yes, it is. I say, yes, is not an answer. She says, is there a chance it's not kosher? She says, chance it's not kosher. One in a thousand chances it's not kosher. So I'm not going to eat then. She said, but one witness is believed? She called yourself a witness? Is this a witness? That's not a witness. Can't take it. How can we believe him here? How can we believe him here if the low kimle, and we say that whole approach is to their monos? Do you understand what I'm asking? Simple. How can we believe him? We've got to understand that it's from their monos. It goes as a witness. What kind of a witness is this? It's very simple what Rashi says. Rashi says, Avolzos Bruro Loshe Pesach Posuach Motzo. As far as he is concerned, he is clear on it that it's Pesach Posuach. We say that there is a chance in a thousand. He doesn't say so. We say there's a chance in a thousand. In evidence, we never go to a witness. When witnesses are giving evidence, we don't go to a witness and say, Perhaps it's not as you say. Perhaps you don't know what you're speaking about. We don't say that to a witness. If a witness says, I know what I'm speaking about, we accept that. So here the whole thing is mitam nemonis. The Beis Din says, we are not altogether certain about it. And even that is put aside. And the Gemara says no. That is what Rabbi also lets us know, that in a case like this we do accept it. Why? Avolzos Bruro Lo. Because to him it is absolutely clear. That's his evidence. He says, I know what I'm speaking about. I found Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. You say, perhaps it wasn't Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. He says, what do you mean, perhaps it wasn't? He says, perhaps it's not day. Perhaps it's not night. Perhaps it's day. You start work here. One chance in a thousand. He says, I know it was Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. We have got the reservation. He hasn't got the reservation. Now that is evidence. You work on evidence. And now this whole piece of Gemara with the Rashi comes clear. Have you got the idea? Michael? It's not difficult, is it?
I don't think so.
Just like
Are you happier or
something? That is the whole thing comes, the whole thing is now, but, you know, for 9 weeks being away from a piece of Gemara, I think it's jolly good going. Jolly good going. Professor, yeah.
I had an association here when Rashi was talking about Panui Baroba Ki.
Yes.
I remembered I found it back on Vav Mudbet.
Yes.
For the question here of Bikiim Bahataya.
Yes.
And in the conclusion here is Harob Bikiim. Now, certainly then would be a Chakata that if he's Baki Bahataya, that he should be
escaped
that are not, but most people are.
Yes. Right?
And the question is that he's certainly, therefore, very, very Baki to escape the Turin.
Yes.
And therefore, the question of whether we should doubt him because of his not knowing what's going on would apply to a very small part of the population. Yes. And in general, we should trust them if we're told that there's a Kiyin.
Yes, anyway, I can answer that question. It's possible for a person to be a Boki Bahatoyo and not through the experience of it, but he understands
the theoretician.
He understands that can be, but then, and he still can't know whether it's Pesach Pesuach or not. He still can't know.
I would have thought that the one would exclude the other.
Not necessarily. He still can't know. Or that takes us as far as that is concerned. Now,
I have a question.
Yes.
I'd like to know, the one person we know would have Ne'amana on this would be the Kaaba. Why don't we ask?
Let me put it to you this way. Let us say that we've got two people up that are being arraigned, is that the word they use in America? For a felony, is that the word they use here? For a felony. And they're two witnesses. And the two witnesses say, this is what he did. And those two accused, this is what the two accused did. Those two accused said, we didn't do it. And the judge finds them guilty. They too says, on what basis? The judge said, well, you have two witnesses. He said, two witnesses that say guilty? Yeah, you've got two of us who say, we're not guilty. Why believe them better than us? What's the answer? You can't be witnesses. You can't be witnesses to say you're not guilty. He doesn't ask you, you're not witnesses. You want witnesses, bring other two witnesses that you're not guilty. You can't be the witnesses. She can't be a witness. You follow? She can't be a witness, yeah. What she can, the only thing is, what she can make an explanation, but we are speaking that she says it wasn't. The exact parallel of where he says, Kidashtich, and she says, Lo Kidashtoni. You weren't, but he says, I was betrothed you. What did she say? She said, you didn't betroth me. It's a direct contradiction. So he said, I will also be speaking where there is a direct contradiction. But where she would say, for example, she would say, look here, it's true, but it happened before marriage, and it was, and thank you, David, And I was in our new soul, and it happened before, then she'd get away with a tremendous amount here. But she's contradicting the whole thing. You follow, David? Right. Excuse me. Right. Now, we haven't been learning wrong. We've been learning exactly 1 hour. Can I go on, or do you want a 10 minute rest? I'm prepared to give you a 10 minute rest only for one reason. And that is that you are out of practice. 9 weeks, you haven't run for 9 weeks. You're stiff. Or can I go up?
I'm willing to risk a muscle ache.
Are we fine?
A brain.
It might be good to take the Mariv now. And
I wouldn't like that. That's too much of a break. That's really a hip sake. Your mind is in there. It goes play.
The break would be you're talking about something outside of tomorrow.
Well,
rather than us just.
All right, I can speak to you about a couple
right.
of things. You want that time?
Take a muscle break.
There were several things that I wanted to speak to you about. I just want to mention a couple of things with the Davni. I'm taking the opportunity because usually I daven today. Phil was good enough to daven. Excuse me. First of all, in the Kaddish, it's not right to say the Imaru and wait for the congregation to say Omein. Because the Imaru means the Imaru and say, that is, that the person who's davening is saying to the congregation, the Imaru and all of you say Omein. So you must tell them what you say. So he must say the Imaru Omein, and after they've heard him say the Imaru Omein, then the whole congregation answers Omein. You follow? But Chazonim like doing this, the Imaru, and then the congregation answers Omein.
The lack of knowledge of Hebrew grammar, I think.
Are we pardon?
I think it's the lack of knowledge of Hebrew grammar that causes
this. The Imaru Omein, you say, it's quite simple. That's one thing. I don't think that Philip did it once. There was just almost did it, but I don't think you knew that, didn't you? You didn't know that, but now you know it. It's always worthwhile davening because every you learn this. It's always worthwhile. Another thing is when you come to the kedusha. I like saying that the shliach tzibur says nekadesh together with the congregation. The only thing is, he says it a little bit slow. They say, when it comes for koroze elze ve'omar, then the congregation then all says together. But the shliach tzibur, the one who davens, should say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh together with the congregation. Because if there are exactly 10, then it means we haven't got a 10 that's saying kedusha. He's not saying kodesh, kodesh, kodesh together with the congregation. If there are 10, then it means he is saying Kedusha without a minyan. So the way to say it is, he says together, the Shliach Tzibur and the congregation, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavakot, Melech Olo Oretz Kvodo, and then he says, L'umo Som Baruch Yomeru, and then all together, the Shliach Tzibur, Baruch Kvodo Hashem Yomekomo. But, got that clear? And then we want, yes,
if I can clarify this, my own mind. Yes. Shliach Tzibur says, Kaddish Baruch Hu,
together
with the Shliach Tzibur, and also with
congregation. Also together with the congregation. It should, in the prayer books, it should have been used prayer books with Sidurim, yeah. Sidurim. In the Sidurim, it should say, Kahal v'chazen, or Chazen v'kahal. The chazan and the congregation. Are we pardoned?
You don't know if it means one after the other.
No, it's together. And then the chazan just says the other part himself, but the actual kedusha he just says together with the congregation. Right?
Should one actually say the kedusha necessarily
more audibly than he says this when I said to himself. People tend to say it out loud.
Right, of course.
And that is the...
Yes, Caducci is loud. That is, and then the final thing, when one comes to the Modi Manatnu Loch, here also I find that, also introduced by Chazonim. Chazonim introduced funny things. They introduced by Chazonim, they say, Modi Manatnu Loch, and then you don't hear, and then you say, the whole idea is that the Chazon repeats the Shemone Esra word for word. And that Modi Manatnu Loch, he must say it in his full voice. When we say the Modim Drabonon on the side, there is a Modim Drabonon, what we say, the congregation says, we say that in an undertone, not to disturb the Chazon. But the Chazon mustn't say it in an undertone, not to disturb us. It belongs to him, not to us. We just say that in an undertone. But he's got to say it in a full voice. Is that all right? So that covers that. Yes, sir, Bob.
Do we say Yimloch Hashem?
Yes.
Together with the Chazon?
That is not important anymore, because that's not part of the... if he wants to say that afterwards, I say it together. If I don't, I say it together with the congregation also. And the Lover, Dover, of course, that one says separately.
And just... When the congregation is listening to the Kedusha, do they say Uvdurei Kachikov Katsuv Memor?
Now, Uvdurei Kachikov Katsuv Memor on Shabbos morning. On Shabbos we say it. Or on Yontem. I don't say it normally. But then on Shabbos, the way I do it is say Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos Melochol Olitz Kvodeh. Then the congregation says, Oz Bekau Raj Kodeo Ladir Vakozok Mashmin Kau Nisazim Mashmin Masom Yadikim Amadim. And then the Chazon repeats Oz Bekau Raj Kodeo, which is perfectly in order. Then Mishabakim Amadim, then he and the whole congregation says, Baruch Kavod Hashim Mekomo. Then the congregation starts with Mekomo, Mekomo Yipim, whatever it is. And then he says it afterwards. And then he says, Imloch Hashim whatever the house goes. Right?
But during the day, the weekly
doctrine. We don't say, we don't know. That part we don't say. We only answer the sponsors. Right. Right.
But we do say the Kaddish. The first.
Oh, yes, the Kaddish, that we say. That we say. That we say. Another thing that I just wanted to mention to you is. About the Sfira. And whilst I'm on the subject, I want to just speak to you about the question of Minhagim. There are three types of Minhagim. Usually, when we speak about a Minhag, we don't mean a custom. We mean a precedent. And the Minhag is law. So when we have got in the Ramah, we've got Yesh Noagim, and there are those who do it this way, or it is the Yimakomo Seinu Noag, and in our places we do it like this. It doesn't mean that our custom is like that, or in our places the custom is like that. What it means there, the precedent is, which means that is the law. That is one thing. Another Minog is where it's really a custom. It's a custom, it's another thing. It'd be a custom. And what should I give you an example of a custom? That's right, that's a very good example. A custom, standing or sitting, that's a custom. That can be a custom. Stay with some people stand, some people sit. That can be a custom. That's all right. Then there is a third type of minog, may Hashem save us from that type of minog, which is known as a minog shtus. A minog of foolishness. It's a minog shtus. There's no base to it. It's just nonsense.
For example.
Told
us about the shul that
they
turn around
for all sorts of it's a minok shtus.
Application of Purim Torah every day.
There's no basis for it at all. It's minok shtus. Where a black bowler had to a funeral. There's a certain place in, I don't want to say where it is, in Europe, where if you come to a funeral without a bowler hat, you know what a bowler hat
is?
Like a derby. It's considered to be an affront. How can you come without it? It's a Jewish funeral to come to a Jewish funeral without it. It's a minog shtus. Our minog is to have a. That's the way it's a minog. It's a minog shtus. It's got no
back. What does one do if you're confronted with such a situation? Do you go along? Do you go according to the part of Pirkei Avot says, try to be a.
Yeah, what doesn't
man,
make a,
do
what doesn't make a fuss about it? Try and go along. And this is easy. Doing it is an affront to oneself. I mean, that's a different thing. Doing it is an affront to oneself. You see, for example, there may be places where they put a black band around the hand. Well, I'll give you an example. I was once in a case, I was once in a town, and there was a case of doing Creole. You know what Creole is at a funeral? So they tore the tie of the person.
What is it?
Creole at a funeral when a person loses a close relative, part of the clothing is torn. So they tore the clothes. So I was standing next to her, I said, that's not the way to do it. Bei uns ist das der Minag. With us, the Minag is to do the tie. It's mit Stuss. That's not Creole. It's not a minok.
What is it? You're doing something wrong.
Of course it is. Of course you're doing something wrong. There you don't. Just don't do that.
My shirt coming over with my father's
dad. That's not right. The shirt is really a garment. But I've got a tie, so it's not a garment. And they cut the back part of the tie.
Make sure.
Now,
that was irrelevant.
Now, but I'm not speaking about that type of minok. I'm speaking about a minog that is a precedent. But we can find ourselves in difficulty. And I want to give you the example of tefillin on Chalamoed. What do we do? Now, I've got a small congregation. I'm not blessed with such a large congregation as you've got in Venice. I've got a small congregation. And it's a small congregation, and it's too small to establish a minog because they've got different people in it. So I put it this way. I said, if you've got a minog to put on tefillin, you put it on. If you've got a minog not to put on tefillin, you don't put it on. But let us get clear what is a minog. A minog is your father didn't put on tefillin, on Chalamoed. That's the way you were brought up.
And he did put it on the other side.
You,
yeah.
That's the important one.
Very good.
Yeah. How did you find it?
Okay. Then you put on their tefillin. Your father didn't put on his tefillin. Your grandfather didn't put on his tefillin. Your great-grandfather didn't put on his tefillin. Your father told you that his great-grandfather didn't put on his tefillin on Chalamoed. You don't put on your tefillin on Chalamoed. That is precedent. Fine. What happens if a person, his father never put on tefillin? His grandfather didn't put on tefillin. I believe there are such people already. His great-grandfather, he doesn't know. He might also not have put it, doesn't know anything about it. What does he do? Now, a person like that hasn't got a minog. He hasn't got a minog. So a person like that has got to establish a minog. He speaks to what what the reliable textbooks call a competent rabbi, and he'll work it out for him, and he will adopt a minhag. Adopt a minhag, and that becomes now. That is, he's adopted that, and that is the way he carries on. So that is his way. Clear. That's a good one. Now, there are two things in Sphero, and we've got to be clear about these two things. And the one has got nothing to do with the other. The one is counting the Omer. Yesterday was 14 days in the Omer, we count the Omer. We count the days and we count the weeks. If one has forgotten to count the Omer, and one reminds oneself during the day, then one counts without the bracha during the day. If the whole day goes past and one... and the next night comes on, oh, I didn't count yesterday at all, then he can't count with a brocha anymore, he counts without a brocha. It's fine. Counting of the Omer is a happy occasion. It's a mitzvah. It's a happy occasion. Oh, sorry, I've gone in for the Chazonim this evening. The Chazonim, who don't know anything, have a mournful tune for counting the Omer. There's nothing mournful about it. But during the period of the Omer, in the time of Rabbi Akiva, there was a very great tragedy. During this time, thousands of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died during this time. This was considered to be a very great national tragedy that affects us for all times. And can you imagine what the position would have been in? 20,000.
Was this connected with
Bar Kokhba?
Yes.
No. That is an interpretation.
He was a supporter of Bar Kokhba.
No, the Gemara says that they died because there was a tyler against them. There was the Rebbeinu Shlomo wasn't satisfied with them. That is why they died. It's a Gemara. So it's a period of mourning. We know that it is a period of mourning for 33 days. So the only question is when to take the 33 days. So there are two distinct minhag. The one minhag is to take it from the second day of Pesach when we start counting the Omer until Lag BaOmer. The second minhag is to take it from Rosh Chodesh Iyor, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyor, until Shloshesh Yemei Agbola, until 3 days before Shavuos, which works out to exactly 33 days. Those are the two minhag. To take it from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos is an unnecessary chumrah. To take it from Rosh Chodesh and say, I don't take it from before Rosh Chodesh, because there's a minimum to take it only from Rosh Chodesh, and to take it only to Lag BaOmer and to say, I'm not taking it further because there's a minimum not to take it after Lag BaOmer, from both ends to take it, and that is his minimum, that's a minimum shtus. But that you can't do. But what you can do is either it is taken from the second day of Pesach till Lag BaOmer, or it is taken from the second day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Shloshesh Yemei Agbola. My minhag is to take it second day of Iyor. What did I say? I'm sorry. Second day of Iyor until Shloshesh Yemei Agbola. That is my minhag, and that is the way I carry on. I don't know what your minhag is. I don't know what the minhag is in the. But I had occasion to ask somebody in Los Angeles, and it worked out that in this particular area in Los Angeles, they take it from the second day of Iyor until Lag BaOmer.
Equilibrio? That's a California twist.
It's an excuse. That you can't do. But anyway, I'm just saying, you. I don't know whether you've established a minhag in your congregation or you haven't established a minhag in your congregation. It's easier for you to establish a minhag in your congregation. In this, I'm trying to establish it that it is from the second day of Kiyor until Shlochis Yemei Hakbara. Trying to establish it. Yes.
I know that in Israel, the rabbinate has established that that weddings can take place, traditionally do take place on Rosh Ba'Omer, which means that
yes,
they also have granted Yom HaTzma'ut.
Yes, that is, I don't know how they work that out. That's what they did. Rabbi Herzog, definitely not. Rabbi Unterman, definitely not.
But only Rabbi Nissim or Rabbi Gordon?
Rabbi Gordon can be. Rabbi Nissim, I doubt it.
Because it's been for a very long
time. It could be. I don't know. You see, there was some difficulty, unfortunately, when Rabbi General Gordon, and he was the chief chaplain of the army, there were certain things which he took upon himself, he arrogated to himself, that this belongs to the chief chaplain of the army, and he didn't consult with Rabbi Herzog.
For example, on the unified Sidur?
There were some things that he didn't consult with Rabbi Herzog.
I rather thought that he had been involved.
No. All right, gentlemen, we've had our break, and let us go on now.
While we're on Minhag for a second, which category is Kibbutz on Pesach?
Oh, that's a precedent. Very much so. That's a precedent.
What is kibbutz? Beans and
like beans, rice.
Yes, but we don't. The Ashkenazim don't eat rice.
Only some Sephardim eat rice.
That I don't know, but I can only tell you about the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim don't eat rice on Pesach. Right, now, gentlemen, let us go on further with the Gemara. Let us now, rather than go on with the Gemara, we can do the Tosfos on the Gemara that we have done. We can do the Tosfos. So let us do the Tosfos, starting with Lo Tzricha.
Beginning at the fifth line.
Lo Tzricha, the H is correct. Tosfos asks a very interesting question. And a new aspect comes in. And don't forget that Rashi is exposition and Tosfos is analysis.
Is what?
Analysis. Ask Lo Tzricha Ba'eshes Kohen. So you remember that we have established that as far that Rabbi Elozer's din of Omer Pesach Pesuach Motzosi Ne'emon La'usro Lo speaks in a case where there's only one soul. That is Eishes Kohen. So it's a Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov. But if a Kohen comes and says, Pesach Posuach Motzosi, then his wife becomes forbidden to him. Ask Tosfos ve'im tomar, ve'nukmo aches koso shehi kashero likohuno. Let us put her on her chazoko that she is kashero to kahuna. Was she born kashero to kahuna or not kashero to kahuna? She was born permitted to a kohen. She was born kashero to kahuna. So now we don't know whether her status has changed.
When she was born,
was she permitted to a kohen or wasn't she? Permitted to a kohen. When she was 2 years old, was she permitted to a kohen? When she was 10 years old, was she permitted to a kohen? When she was 15, was she permitted to a kohen? She was permitted. She got married when she was 18. And now when she's 18, we say, which he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. Is she permitted to him or is she not permitted to him? So what do we say? Ask those, and we say that she's not permitted to him because it's one Sophic now. Sophic Dafto, Sophic Lav Dafto. Says those first letters apply the principle of Chazoko. When she was born, was she permitted to him or she prohibited to him? She was permitted to him. Look inside. The Im Tomer asks Tosfos. Now you use your left hand. The Im Tomer, the base. The Im Tomer asks Tosfos. The Nuk Moaches Koso. Let us put her on her Chazoko. Shehi Kesheret to the Kahuna. That she is Kesheret to Kahuna. Because we don't know whether her status has changed. And what would we say if she's kasherah to a kahuna? We can't deny the fact that it's Pesach Pesuach. We say, yes, Pesach Pesuach. But it was Lav Dafto, it was before Kiddushin. So we cover everything. So it was before Kiddushin, and so that is, it was Pesach Pesuach, but before Kiddushin, and she's muteris to her husband, she's permitted. Mitam, because of the reason of Chazoko. Chazoko is, there are various types of Chazoko. We'll deal only with the one kind of Chazoko, and immediately afterwards we're going to get a second kind of Chazoko. We'll deal with the Chazokos as they present themselves. A Chazoko is an assumption, a legitimate assumption that we can apply to a legal position, is a Chazoko. For example, if a Kohen wants to get married and he brings along a girl and he says, I want to get married to this girl. Now, many things can be wrong. Perhaps she's a divorcee. I ask, is she a divorcee? She says, no. Perhaps she's a converted woman. Are you converted? She says, no. Have you lived with a goy at any time? She says, no, I wouldn't do anything like that. Right. So we can clear that. I said, well, I'm still in doubt. Still in doubt. She's got a chazoko. Was she born, when she was born, was she permitted to get married to a Kohen or not? Was she kashero le kahuna or not? She was kashero. So now I don't know whether her status has changed or it hasn't changed. I put her on a chazoko that it hasn't changed.
Like an assumption.
Yes, it's an assumption. But it's an assumption that I can work on. That is a chazoko. Have you got the idea?
You said that every chazaka has an opposing.
You warned us once that a chazaka, working with chazaka that can
I said you.
So what would be the opposite one in this case? How would it work?
You've got a rove.
So both the women who are raised in California are no longer
living. I'm dealing with a rove also. You don't pass them like that. You take a textbook and study it and speak about it in a reliable textbook. Says you consult a competent rabbi. If you've got a child like that, you consult a competent rabbi. Don't pasken on your own with chazokas and with rubas. It's too dangerous. You've got to know too much. Too much. It's like a person who knows how to give an anesthetic and he wants to do a heart transplant. Doesn't know enough. Right. Lot asks Tosfos the Im Tomer in the case of Eishes Kohen. Venuk Moaches Koso Shehi Kesheira Likahuno. Let us put her on a Chazoko that she's Kesheira Likahuno. The name of the Lav Dafto Zinso. And then we will say that she was Mezane before Kiddushin.
Does that take her out of the Sophic then?
Then it's out of the Sophic. Then it's out of the Sophic. The Yeshlomar answers Tosfos the Adaraba. On the contrary, Islon Lemaimer, we have got a Chazoko against that. Was she born a Besulo or wasn't she born a Besulo? She was born a Besulo. And now we know that she isn't a Besulo. So,
how do we know that she's not a Besulo?
He says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi.
But we don't know.
But we say, Ne'emon la'osrolo, we say he's believed. You see, that's the whole point, it's Ne'emon, he's believed. So we know that she's not a Besura. We know that she's not a Besura. So, born she was a Besura. So, if a status has changed, So when do we say it has changed?
The latest.
The latest possible, as late as possible. Why? If, pardon?
There's a chazaka up to that.
That is a chazaka, you see. Let us say, I don't know whether this girl is a basula or not. She's 18 years of age. And I've got to know for the kasuba whether she's a basula or not, as I say. I've got to work it out. Was she born a basula or wasn't she born a basula? She was born a basula. When she was 5 years old, have I any reason to assume that she wasn't a basula? No. When she was 10 years old, 15 years old, 17 years old, now she's 18 now, Messiah. I don't know whether she's a basula or a basula. She was born a basula, I take it, she's got a chazoka. Fine. He gets married to her, and it turns out that she's not a basula. So somewhere along the line, between 3 and 18, she ceased to be a basula. Now, what should I say? When did it take place?
As late as possible.
You follow, George? Can you see how it works? The seichel is to say as late as possible.
And as late as possible would be the night before when he had his first intercourse.
Yes, as late as possible, that means tacht. That means love. That means tachto. That means it must have been as recently as possible. That is the way. This is called a cheskes haguf. Just one moment. This is called a cheskes haguf. This is an anatomical or a physiological chazoka. Have you got the idea? This is, so if it's a physiological, okay, it took place as late as possible.
Before her association with him.
But it is, of course. Too great. It must have been tafto. So the Cheskes Kashru says that it took place before Kiddushin. The Cheskes Aguf says that it took place after Kiddushin. So the one Chazoka cancels out the other Chazoka, so we are left with a Sofik. One Sofik, she's forbidden. That is how easy it works out. You understand what's going on, Rabbi Yankel? Have you got the idea?
Yeah.
Who hasn't got?
I don't.
Michael?
I think I have the. I understand the physics are good. That I understand.
Step, all right, I'll go through it again. What did you want to ask?
Well, my question is, I understand on the chazaka that you take the change to. I mean, I understand that we take it to be at the latest possible moment. Yes. I don't understand why we do that.
You don't understand why it's as late as possible.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I understand that it is as late as possible, but I don't understand the reason why we...
The reason is very simple. I mean, this is the seichel is like that, you see. And let us say, this isn't a good example, but you won't know why it's not a good example, so I may as well give it, you see. I know it's not a good example because I'm a jump ahead of you in this, but you're not a jump, so it doesn't matter. A woman goes to a mikveh. And a mikveh's got to be a certain, the water's got to be a certain amount in the water. It's got to be 40 saw. And a woman goes into the mikveh. And I know that last Sunday I examined the mikveh and there was 41 saw. I go today and I examine the mikveh. And I find there is 39 and a half saw. I say, no, got to put in more water. Woman phones me and she says, you know, it's all very well putting in more water, but I went to the mikveh on Wednesday night. Was the mikveh kosher? Wasn't it kosher? On Sunday of last week, it had 41. Sunday of this week, it's got 39. What did it have on Wednesday? So, the mikveh's got a chazoka. On Sunday of last week, it was a kosher mikveh. Now we find that it's wanting. So, if it's wanting, I say it got wanting as late as possible. It became less. It became less as late as possible. Do you understand the reading there?
Mm-hmm.
recording that perimeter and telling us the mikveh would be very helpful.
that is the weakness in the chazoka. That is the holech v'choseir. It's a weakness.
But if they put a recording of that perimeter in the same room, you'll know how much it's
But you're not certain. You're just making the assumption.
No chazoka is certain. But you
and I see the reason for doing it, because then it would be kosher for us.
That's not the reason, because it would be kosher. You don't pass him in order to make it kosher. There's got to be the independence.
Okay, but I don't see the independence. Right?
You don't see the independence of it. Can you explain it?
Possibly. I think chazaka means an established track record. Okay. For example, if you don't have any other reason to believe that this wasn't okay, that's the question I wanted to ask you. What happens if 2 weeks before? You don't need to explain it. I have to understand this a bit more. What happens if 2 or 3 weeks before you went and you checked it and it was also 39.5 and you had to add another half?
Yes.
Did it lose its chazaka or?
No. Once our eat this food, it's got a chazaka.
It starts all over again.
I'll tell you what the weakness in the mix is. It's a weak chazaka. It's a weak chazaka because it's holech v'choseir.
Yeah,
evaporation takes place all the time. You see, right. So it's a very weak chazaka, and it's a chazaka I can't really do very much with.
Yeah, you could say that the rates,
it's not a chazoka that I can do very much. That's why I'm saying, don't you pass him with chazokas. It's too dangerous.
Without the evaporation factor, can you use a chazoka like that?
Well,
if the mathematics showed that it's improbable that it could have lost that much water in so little time, can you go on just the fact that there was...
No, that is holech v'choseir. That is the principle of holech v'choseir. Because the mathematics says it's getting less all the time. So it's a weak chazoka.
A much better chazoka
is the shochet with his sakin. He has looked at it and he's certain that it is all right, and he shechts. And there are two possibilities. And now after the shechita, he finds that it is pagum. It's got a flaw. There are two possibilities: that it got the flaw when it went through the skin, the upper skin, before it reached the windpipe and the food pipe, or it's possible he felt it touch the mafrekes, the spine. He felt it touch that. So we say, since we know that it was in order when it started, and the possibility is earlier or later, we say that we make it later. It's got a chazoka that was in order, so we make it later.
Really?
Yes?
I have a difficulty with our case, because I understand the chazoka, but when you get the second piece of information that she's not a basula, that's a very powerful argument against her chazoka. In other words, the chazoka on itself stands...
Which chazoka? She's got two...
The chazoka that she's a basula... For as long as
So
we're operating on an assumption. But then once we get that second piece of information that she's not a basula,
in my mind,
it kind of negates.
Well, that's what the Tosfos says.
Okay,
that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos asked the question: she's got a cheskes kashu. She was born kosher to kuda. If she was born kosher, so when must the beer have taken place? Then. No, if she was born kosher.
Yeah.
So we say, and we don't know, the other question is, we don't know whether their status has changed. Because if the bior was before kiddushin, then she still remains kosher. We don't know whether her status has changed. So therefore we say that the bior took place before kiddushin, and then her status remains the same. But when we question, it's a physiological question, we know that she's not a basula. She was born a basula. We know that she's not. When did this change take place? It took place as late as possible. As late as possible, that means that it took place sachtor. So the one cancels out the other. So we haven't got a chazoka to work on. So what is it? It's a straight sophic. One sophic, therefore she's prohibited to her husband. Therefore, an Aishas Kohen is prohibited to her husband. Have you got the idea?
I understand the second chazaka.
You don't understand the first?
I do not understand why the chazaka works to assume that she was
a basula. That it was Lav Taftov.
Taftov, I understand. Lav Taftov, I understand.
I'll explain to you. I just want to tell you, I don't want you to be downhearted if you don't follow it. I also didn't follow it when I first started. It's very difficult stuff. But you just, it's a question, you've got to have two middos, two attributes, that's all. You've got to have endurance and persistence. Once you've got those two, then you don't get more. It's easy after that. It's endurance, and endurance and persistence are not the same things.
What's
time? Pardon?
What's time?
Time is a good question.
There's
never a question of time.
Well, if my endurance and persistence started 2 weeks ago, and then I don't know Gomorrah yet.
Oh. 2 weeks is not endurance and it's not persistence. If you ask questions after 2 weeks about endurance and persistence, shows that you've got neither.
No, I have the midos. I just haven't been applying them.
There's no such thing. If you ask your question, but if you haven't got it. All right, that's better. These are things, Philip, that one acquires through discipline and hard work. Discipline, you might say, you've got. If you've got it, then you'll get it. Then you'll give the others the right anyway. Let us just take whenever we are faced with a doubt in the matter of doing sure, whenever we are faced with a doubt, we say, what are the factors we have in order to resolve the doubt? What are the factors? One of the factors that we have is a chazon. It's a chazon. Let us say, I've got a nice Jew. My life in South Africa. And I've been away from South Africa now for several years. He was a Jew. He died. He was very careful about not taking anything that doesn't belong to him. Very careful about all these things. I come back to South Africa and I'm asked to adjudicate the case as a dying. He comes up as a witness in a case. I say, Mr. Gershkovich, I want to know that you're a Gershkovich. He said, what do you mean? I said, keep Shabbos. Do you? He said, yes, I keep Shabbos. Are you an honest man? Honest man. How can I know? He said, how long is it that you wait for South Africa? I said, neither one has. He said, did you know me before you went to South Africa? I said, Mr. Gershkovich, of course I knew you. I've known you for 30 years. He said, all during these 30 years, was I shown a Shabbos? Did I conduct myself as an elder Jew? Was I dishonest ever? No, no, honestly. I said, that's enough years ago. How do I know, Mr. Christian, that you're honest today? I don't know what happened in the last 3.5 years. I've got to resolve the problem of witnessing this case. Said, Mr. Christian, surely I've got a test of conscience. You know that I was a Christian. You know that I was a satisfactory witness. You know that I was a good witness. Now you've got the doubt, you don't know what happened. Put me on my chazon. You know that I was satisfactory until 3.5 years ago. Now you don't know whether I've changed or not. If you don't know, assume that there's no change has taken place. That is a chazon.
You follow that principle. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I, according to the din, I accept his evidence. I've got no doubt. Because the chazoka breaks any doubt. I've got no doubt I can take him as a witness. Let us take another case. Girl comes along, and it's a question of whether she is kasher or mikarut. Can she marry a kohen? She comes to me, she wants to get married. I said, you know, you married a kohen. She says, yes, sir. I said, I don't know whether you are kasher or mikarut. She says, well, you know my father. You know my mother. You know the home that I was brought up. You know me. I said, from the day you were born. Have you seen me do anything ever in all the years that you know me that should make me the slowest that I can't carry? Have you heard anything about me? I said, no. She said, well, surely I've got a chazaka. Then you must presume that I've always been kasher, and if you know that I'm still kasher. Clear?
No.
That part you understand.
Yes, sir.
Now, I say, right. She gets married to this Cohen, this Kiddushi, and a year later there is Nisuin, and she gets married to the Cohen. And the day after the wedding, the Cohen comes to the Beis Din, and I'm there, and he says, Pesach for Suat Motzos. Call her again to the Beis Din. She said, look here, you know, you said that I must die in the Chazoka. She says, I still say the Sulaimah. How long have you known me now? I said, well, I know you now 1 year longer than I knew you before. And she said, and before you left South Africa, I said, and all that time, she said, did I ever do my, you know, my parents, my father, my mother, your home, did you ever see me do anything that wasn't right? Did you ever hear of me doing anything that I wasn't? She said, and now you still doubt. I said, but where's a Fusrach? But now it's a bit. She said, but don't you realize, she's clever. She says, but don't you realize that it can be Pesach Fusrach and I can still be kasher because of it? That my status hasn't changed. I said, how can it be? She said, the beard took place before it. She said, as it happens to be, it was an illness. But it took place before Kiddush. Does that make me that I'm pointed out? Does that make me that my status has changed? Status doesn't change. She said, well, if you don't know, then you must presume that that is the chazok. You understand that quickly?
Yes, but would she then have been misleading you in the first place?
Not necessarily. If they were, not necessarily.
If it was an illness.
Illness, certainly not.
For Kohen, the onus doesn't make any difference. What's important is the timing.
Laftachto, right? Yeah. It was Laftachto, because before Kiddush.
Right, right.
That is the way the Chazoka works. Have you got that?
Sure.
So now the Kohen has asked the question.
We still have the Chazoka goof.
Then I'm coming to you. I'm just, I'm going to give you the question. Yes, anybody else want to ask anything? Yes?
But how, if he has, Pesach Pesach.
Yes, thanks.
Then it's then the Chazaka no longer is upon her that
she it doesn't contradict that he says Pesach Pesach Matzos. She's got a Cheskes Kashrus. She can have a Cheskes Kashrus and still there is Pesach Pesach. That it was Pesach Pesach. but she had an association with a man, she became a Be'ulo before Kiddushi. You follow? It doesn't contradict Pesach Pesuach, and it doesn't contradict the Chazaka. You follow, Philip?
Only in the case of a Kohen.
When we're speaking about this case, let's not get confused with too many cases.
No,
so,
even in the case of a Kohen, can marry a woman. As long as she was last time.
So the Chazaka makes us say that it's love tachlo. Have you got that, Philip? So that is, so therefore Tosfos says, even in the case of ancient Kohen, she should be permitted to her husband because she's got a Chazaka. So the Chazaka clears the doubt for us. Then what do you want to ask?
Is she obligated before a condition to tell her husband whether or not she's a virgin, regardless of what the reason is?
You know, when it comes to women, the age of the
that's no answer.
Well, you might not be. You might not be.
Delicate question.
The gentlemen are very young.
The Gemara says not only don't women speak about themselves in these matters, they even try and protect their friends. I just want to tell them. Speak about honesty, there's one man living in Israel now, spoken a couple of times, spending a couple of weeks in America. Supposed to get him there on Friday morning, I hope. Most remarkable, the other man today, but the most remarkable that I've known him for very, very many years. His daughter had an operation. And unfortunately, they messed her up in the operation and she couldn't have children. Whenever it came a shidduch, he called the young man in and said, before he goes in, I want you to know that I could have a child. And she knew about it. One after another, lovely girl, this beautiful girl, and a lovely girl, and a character, I can't tell you what a character is. You soon hear what a character is. You know, people say to them, are you obliged to tell or to tell? She said, yes, I am obliged to tell. So, they said, what's going to happen to your daughter? Let me paint this for you. Man came along. He was beside himself. He had five children. He lost his wife. He held five children. The eldest child was in that age. He lost his wife. He's left that home with five children. Man. Those five children worship her. Her father was now spending a holiday with her. I mean, as far as they are concerned, this is their grandfather. They absolutely worship him. When we were in New York a couple of years ago, maybe I was there, she had a sixth child in the house. Who was the sixth child? This child's grandfather was Reb Chaim Liska's Dayan. His grandfather. Well, his great-grandfather was Reb Chaim Liska's Dayan. The Chaim Liska kept a person to pass from Shabbos. He kept a diet to pass. The town kept it, but it was his diet and worked under him. This child, she took him. The child was left without a mother. She took him in, so she's got six children. And she's what a woman. And today, it's a long time, she's a beautiful woman. And these children, that is terrible. God people. There are still some trouble is that we are overwhelmed by lots of meaning of Torah. People think that it's Torah, but if it's to your advantage, it's Torah. We are at a terrible state. I'm not concerned about the rest of the world. I'm concerned about the Torah world. And when the Gemara says that the signs of Mashiach will be when there will be chutzpah yavgi, there will be the arrogance and impudence and the impertinence. Speak only for the Torah. It's not speaking about the Jewish world even outside of the Torah.
Really?
This is the Torah world.
How do we know that?
Because the Torah, the Gemara doesn't speak about that which doesn't concern us. This is our concern. Speaks about what concerns us. You know, we human beings have a tendency that it's never us. But it is us, it's always us. It's always us that it's speaking about. I just lost you that way. That is the one chazoka. So according to that chazoka, the Eishes Kohen should be permitted. Because we say she was born kasher l'kahuna, I can still keep her cheskes kashrus. All our kashrus saying is that it's lavtachto. So the cheskes kashrus is machria. How do you say machria in English?
Overriding.
So the Cheskes Kashrus makes us decide that it must be lavtachto. That is, if I can use a phrase that's much better, makes us decide, forces us to decide that it was lavtachto. You follow?
Yeah.
So therefore, Tosfos asks the question that Aishas Kohen should be also permitted. And Aishas joy is permitted because of sex faithful. Aishas Kohen should be permitted because of the Chazoko. You've got a straight Chazoko. Answers, Tosfos, you've got a Chazoko the other way. The reverse. What was she born? Was she born a Basura or a Be'ula? She was born a Basura. Now we know that she is a Be'ula. So a change is coming to place. So physiologically, do we say, is that physiologically or anatomically?
Physiologically.
Physiologically, she was born a Basura. Now I want to know, I know a change took place. When did the change take place? When she was three and a quarter years old? No. When she was 5 years old? No. Oh, no, definitely. At 6 years old? No. Much later. When? As late as possible is Tachto. So we've got the Cheskes Kashrus that says it was not Tachto, and we've got the Cheskes Aguf that says it's Tachto. So one chazoka cancels out the other chazoka, so we are left with a sophic. What? We're left with a sophic. One sophic, she's prohibited to him. Got it? That's all it is. That's what the whole test is.
Yes. I have another problem, and maybe I'm just misunderstanding.
Yes.
What is the operative difference in both cases, assuming in both cases, love talks up?
Yes.
What's the difference between nations called and nations described?
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's work it out. Let us say that it's an Eishes Yisroel. An Eishes Yisroel, we don't need this because we've got a Tzeika. So we don't need these people.
You don't need
these people.
What is the difference in terms? In other words, I assume, as I've heard it so far, a Kohen can marry a Ba'ula if she had her Bia before Kedushin.
Yes.
What's the difference then? Between why is it relevant? Why is it different that she's marrying Kohen rather than marrying Yisrael?
What's the bonus?
If she's married a Kohen, there's only one sophic. We want to find a situation to which Rabbi Elazar's deen will apply. That if he says Pesach for Suah, she becomes forbidden to him.
Oh, then I misheard you. In other words, a Kohen, if she was through her own choice, if she had been through her own choice, then she was a Ba'ula through her own choice, not through Onet, then she cannot marry a Kohen. She
cares. He cares. Well,
yes.
Understood.
Yes.
Oh,
but if she was in old age after the condition, then she
doesn't
want
to know it's after.
Right.
If you want it, fine.
And Perry doesn't want to
hold the coin at all. He looks content.
And this person doesn't hold the coin at all.
Yes. What do you want to
do?
With material. With regards to Chazaka.
Only the material of the top
note. Right.
Yes. Or even.